Right. Morena. That's good morning in Māori. And welcome to all of you to our September 2018 IFRS Advisory Council meeting. And thank you all once again for being here. As usual, we have an incredibly impressive turnout. We do have a few apologies. However, the vast majority of our members are with us today, which I think and hope is of the basis that you all are really interested in wanting to help the IFRS Foundation and you find these meetings of interest and inspiration to you as individuals. And I'm hoping that the next 2 days will be the same on that basis. In addition to our members, we will have three trustees joining us during various parts of the meeting. Already here now is Alan Bella and Michelle Madeline. And Alan is the chair of the Due Process Overview Committee and will lead the session on the Due Process Handbook Review. And Michelle, and to join us tomorrow morning, I think, is Dame Colette Beau, as relatively new members of the trustees, seeing how we operate. And as Michelle said to me, a really interesting agenda. So I concur, and I hope that it will continue to be so. We have, whether they are all here now, and I think they probably are, we have 8 board members joining us today. So Hans, Sue, Nick, yes, he's here, and Martin, Chung Wu, Tom Scott, Gary, and Anne all joining us today. So your opportunity to talk to them informally during the breaks, lobby as you see fit, but really important that they're able to hear the dialogue that we have both around this table in and in our breakout sessions. I think I probably should note at this point that there are 11 members of the Advisory Council who will be retiring at the end of the year, and a number of others who are eligible for reappointment. However, they have not yet had that confirmed, so a little bit unsure in relation to that position. I will comment more on those leaving at the end of the meeting. However, what I would like to do is mention one particular person who this will be his last meeting, and the reason that it will be his last meeting is in fact because he has just been appointed to the Interpretations Committee. So he is moving from general advice to technical accounting, and that is Goro. So congratulations to Goro for his appointment to the Interpretations Committee.
Very much.
It has been a busy period since we last met, as usual. A few things I thought that I would mention. First of all, really important for a lot of people, the office move. A few of you visited yesterday afternoon, had afternoon tea in the new boardroom and got a tour. The move from the home of global accounting. 18 years, I think I'm correct in saying, that the ISB, since its very formation, has been in Cannon Street. And I think it is probably true to say that I am the only person around this table who would have been involved in the ISB when it was very first formed and went into that office in that very first year in Cannon Street. So, and I have had fond as well as some not so fond memories, I have to admit, of being in there, sometimes on the side of standard setters. On the other side, in fact, in terms of customers seeking and trying to lobby for changes in the standard. And I will say that in that particular one, we did win. However, other things obviously that have happened since we last met is that a new chair of the trustees has been appointed, Erkki Liikanen, if I've pronounced that right. He is the former governor of the Finnish Central Bank, and I understand he actually takes over at the end of the next trustees meeting, which is in Johannesburg in a few weeks' time. So he will be the new chair of the trustees, and I expect that we will see him at one of these meetings in the near future. Of course, we have our new executive director, Lee White. Lee, if you just wave your arms or say hello, but we will hear a little bit from Lee later on during today. He started with the team. We did know that he was going to start at our last meeting, so talked about him a bit. So I won't say anything more to embarrass you now, Lee. And then when we do get on to all of Hans's good work, what I would say is the thing that I've picked up as to what's happened in the last 6 months, really important, is of course the issue of the revised conceptual framework. An awful lot more has gone on, and Hans will talk to us about that, but that was to me a key highlight of what has happened in the last few months since we met. So that's, if you like, the introduction and the what's happened in the last 6 months. Now, the next 2 days. I think it would be fair to say we have a very full agenda. And I mentioned Lee before, and his is the first topic here. His in his first meeting, and I think it is fair to say that he is really challenging us to help him to guide the organisation into the future under his watch as executive chair, director. It's our opportunity here to influence him to set the roadmap for the IFRS Foundation over the next few years. So that's my plea to you to provide the input that I know that we can give around some of these topics, and particularly those strategic trends, which is an important key part of our meeting in the next couple of days. Other significant opportunities for us over the next couple of days, assisting the Foundation to deal with some of those, and I'm going to say inexorable, for those of the English is not their first language, those things that are always there to haunt us in some ways. They're perennial challenges. It doesn't mean we've got them wrong. It just means let's look at them and make sure that we are doing the best we can. So around timeliness, around our comment letters, around due process and taxonomy, all about, in my view, making sure that the Foundation is fit for purpose and remains relevant into the future. So all of those things today that I see around our core theme of strategic advice about making the Foundation as relevant as it possibly can be into the future. Then, because we've got such a full agenda, dinner tonight, totally relaxing, no speakers, opportunity to catch up with each other, to lobby board members if they're prepared to accept it during the period over dinner. But I think the most important thing, get to know each other, relax and have a good time. We are continuing the theme of having as many breakout sessions as we can. You know, we've accepted the feedback and taken the feedback, and I think it is absolutely clear that the input from all of you, and certainly the staff, have found the more granular insight from those breakout sessions and advice to be extraordinarily valuable. And I think you as members as well have enjoyed that. So this time, this meeting, for a first, we have 5 breakout sessions. Okay, we've got 4 topics, but effectively we've got 5 breakout sessions. So we really hope that those will work well, and your energy levels need to remain on a high, please, for those. So last thing I'd like to say as an introduction is that we do have our investor discussion group. We have that tomorrow morning. If you remember last time, we experimented by having both the investor and emerging economies discussions on Wednesday afternoon. It didn't quite work, so we've moved back to Wednesday morning, but we are also trialing and saying, okay, just investor group this time, but next time we will probably do the emerging economies so that we will rotate between the two. So that is our plan, but again, any feedback as to whether you think that works, we will do. We're always looking for continuous improvement. Before then, we move on to our first formal session this morning. Are there any other introductory remarks that others would like to make? Hans has run away. I was going to ask him. Hans or Sue or other members of the council, anything that anybody would like to make as an introductory comment? Okay, in which case, let us move on to our first formal session of the day.
Could I just do one admin announcement? Fire exits, obviously, are just either side. Hopefully we won't need them. The other thing is, for this evening's dinner, I hope you'll all be able to come to the dinner. I'm passing round a note. Could you please put whether or not you're able to come? If your name isn't there, if you just add it, then we'll know the right numbers for this evening. And if you could just pass that round quickly, that would be great. Thank you.
Sorry, April, on two counts. One, not asking you if you had any comments, and two, not doing the official duties around the fire escapes and things like that. I'm not very good at that. Apologies. Okay, so we will now move on to the first formal session, which is in relation to the strategic trends. And I have to say, I think that this is a really exciting and potentially, I'm a little bit in trepidation, however, I'm positive that I think it's going to be an incredibly useful and valuable and the outputs to assist the foundation in strategizing for the future. I'm sincerely hoping you have done your homework, and Lee obviously didn't want us to have any spare time. Certainly that first session, I'm not sure how long it went on for, but in terms of the Deloitte's interview, was certainly a very long interview, but very useful, I think, background taking us into these sessions. But the key is here, it's the input from you, the knowledge and the thinking from your organisation. And I hope that you have done as Lee suggested that we did, even if you're not involved in some of those strategic areas, to talk to people within your teams to get that input. So, and those two strategic trends that we're focusing on, the future of talent and relevance of an organisation go forward. As I said in the introduction, Lee is challenging us from day one with the Advisory Council, and all I would say is let's not let him down. I'm really looking forward both to the session as well as the outputs. And Lee, I don't think I need to say any more, and I'll pass it straight over to you.